Hey there, and welcome to Stork Science World, a podcast produced by Stork, the research productivity software that's changing how scientists work. I'm Jamie, and with me is the brilliant Alex. Today, we're diving into some fascinating research about liver metabolism and what scientists call functionally conserved long non-coding RNAs. It's a mouthful, but trust me, it's super interesting.
Great to be here, Jamie. And you're right. This topic might sound complex, but it's actually really cool. We're looking at a groundbreaking study published in Gastroenterology that's uncovering how certain RNA molecules work in both humans and mice, despite having different sequences. It's like finding two different languages that somehow communicate the same message.
That's a perfect analogy, Alex. So for our listeners who might be new to molecular biology, let's break this down a bit. We're talking about long non-coding RNAs, or link RNAs for short. Unlike the more famous messenger RNAs that create proteins, these link RNAs don't code for proteins, but still play crucial roles in our cells.
Right, and here's where it gets interesting. Most human LNC RNAs don't have matching sequences in mice or other animals, which has made them really difficult to study. Scientists typically validate human gene functions in mice before moving to clinical trials. But with LNC RNAs, that's been nearly impossible, because the sequences just aren't conserved across species.
Exactly, and that's what makes this research from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute so exciting. The team, led by researchers including Chen-Fei Zhang and Haiming Cao, developed a clever strategy to identify what they call functionally conserved LNC RNA metabolic regulators, or FCLMRs.
I love how they approached this problem, Jamie. Instead of looking for sequence similarity, they focused on function. They identified LNC RNAs in humans and mice that sit in similar genomic locations, respond to metabolic changes in similar ways, and affect similar metabolic pathways. It's like they're not looking at the spelling of the words, but at what the words actually do.
That's such a smart approach, and it worked. They found 59 pairs of these functional or conserved LNC RNAs between humans and mice. But they didn't stop there. They focused on one particular pair they called HMLMR1. That's human LMR1 and mouse LMR1. And did some really deep investigation into how they function.
And what they found was fascinating. These two LNC RNAs, despite having completely different sequences, both regulate fat metabolism in the liver in almost identical ways. When they increased levels of either the human or mouse version, triglyceride levels went up in the liver and blood. When they decreased the mouse version, triglyceride levels went down.
But here's the really cool part. When they knocked down the mouse LMR1 and then added the human LMR1, it completely restored normal function. This is huge because it proves these two different molecules are functional equivalents, even though their sequences are different.
Absolutely. And they took it even further by figuring out the molecular mechanism. Both the human and mouse LMR1 bind to the same protein called PABPC1. Which is involved in protein translation. When LMR1 binds to PABPC1, it inhibits protein translation, which leads to increased amino acid levels in the cell.
This is where it gets even more interesting. Those increased amino acid levels activate a signaling pathway called mTOR, which then activates another factor called SREBP1. And that ultimately increases the expression of genes involved in fat synthesis. It's like a molecular domino effect.
What's really clever about their work is that they identified specific short motifs, that small structural elements, on both the human and mouse LMR1 that are responsible for binding to PABPC1. These motifs have similar structures, even though their sequences are different. And remarkably, either motif alone could partially rescue the effects of knocking down mouse LMR1.
You know what I find particularly exciting about this study, Alex? The clinical implications. They found that LMR1 is actually elevated in patients with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease,
suggesting it might play a role in this condition. And since they've shown that the mouse version works similarly, they can now use mouse models to study how this LNCRNA contributes to liver disease.
That's exactly right, Jamie. This is potentially a game changer for studying human LNCRNAs. Until now, researchers have been limited in how they could investigate the physiological roles of human LNCRNAs because they couldn't use standard animal models. But with this approach of identifying functionally conserved pairs, they can study the mouse version and apply those insights to the human version.
And beyond just understanding disease, this could open up new therapeutic avenues too. The researcher suggests that targeting these specific binding motifs could be a way to treat metabolic disorders. It's like they found a hidden language of RNA function that transcends species.
You know, I think this study really highlights something important about biology too, that there are multiple layers of conservation. We often focus on sequence conservation, but functional conservation might be just as important, especially for regulatory elements like LNCRNAs.
That's such a good point. It makes you wonder how many other functionally conserved elements we might be missing because we're too focused on sequence similarity. The researchers actually suggest that there could be thousands of these functionally conserved LNCRNAs if they used less stringent criteria.
Absolutely. And I think this paper is going to inspire a lot of researchers to look for these kinds of functional equivalents across species. It's a whole new way of thinking about RNA biology and cross-species conservation.
Well, I think we can all agree that this is some fascinating science that could really change how we understand and treat liver diseases. For our listeners who want to dive deeper, this study was published in Gastroenterology, and the lead authors are Chengfei Jiang, Zhe Li, Sunmi Sok, and Haiming Cao from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute.
Thanks for breaking this down with me today, Jamie. And thanks to all our listeners for joining us on Stork Science World. Remember, this podcast is produced by Stork, helping researchers be more productive and make groundbreaking discoveries like the ones we discussed today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and join us next time for more fascinating science.
Thanks, Alex, and thanks everyone for listening. We'll catch you next time on Stork Science World.